Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
We have plenty of great action to look forward to in the world of horse racing over the course of the weekend. And as usual, Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland kindly joins us on the programme. So we'll say hello first to you, Martin.
Good evening to you, Barry. How are you keeping?
All well here, Martin. Many thanks for joining us on the programme once again. We've a lot to look forward to over the course of the weekend, so we're going to get stuck into it. We'll start with Saturday's action. We've two meetings at home here in Ireland to look forward to with the likes of Ballinrobe and Leopardstown.
Yes, Ballinrobe on National Hunt and Leopardstown, of course, on a flat. I suppose we'll just have a quick look at Ballinrobe first. Seven races down for decision. First race off at 1:05. Some interesting runners during the course of the day. Not huge fields, you'd have to say, but some interesting ones indeed. And maybe the last race there, the 4:25, horse called All the Chimneys. Trying to Willie Austin makes a long trip up from Tipperary up to Ballinrobe, and this one has a very good chance on its previous start when he finished a good second at Tipperary behind an all-the-way winner called Jack the Boy. So I think that All the Chimneys has a really good chance to win that 4:25. Some other races certainly well worth to mention. The 3:15, a horse called Reuben James, trained by Owen Doyle. Good third last time out in Clonmel. The winner on that occasion was aforementioned, and he went on and won that from Munster National last again. So the form of that looks fairly solid, and he might be good enough to beat the only previous chase winner in the field, Bailey Thunder. Earlier in the card, I think Sheer List should probably win for favourite backers in the 1:35, Gordon Elliott, and in the opening race, Star Voyager for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend looked to be a winning combination. This one was a winner to Galway Festival on the flat, and it's the first of the Willie Mullins three-year-old maiden hurdlers this year. I think he's sure to be well schooled for this and should probably be able to open his account, but he probably will be favourite.
Good stuff. So some good action there along the way. We'll turn our attentions to the flat card at Leopardstown now.
Yeah, some very interesting racing here. The big race is the Group 3 Gilla Bullen Stakes, a two-year-old race over 7 furlongs, and 9 horses declared to face the starter here. Some interesting ones indeed. Ontario for Aidan O'Brien would be one of the favourites here. It was a little bit disappointing though when beaten in the listed race last time at Tipperary, having won a fine race before that one, second in the Royal Lodge Stakes at Newmarket. That race last time might have just had to come a bit too quick. He should put up a better performance tomorrow, and it's certainly one to be wary of. The other one is Jim Bulger's Poetic Fair. This one actually won the very first two-year race of the season way back in March before COVID interrupted everything, and then he didn't run again until actually running a fine race last weekend when he finished 10th in the Dewhurst Stakes at Newmarket, a Group 1 race of course. 14 runners there in that one, and he finished 10th, only beaten 9 lengths, so that was quite a good performance. This would be a much easier task than that, and I think he certainly has a big chance. Sacky's Pride for Jessica Harrington has won her last two starts in very good style and must have a big chance, but Gerard Lyons' Mason certainly gets him, has a bit of a chance on his overall form. So a very interesting contest. Possible slight preference there for, I think, Poetic Fair for Jim Bulger and Kevin Manning, who's certainly having a good run at the moment. The other listed race on the card at 2:25, the Knockair Stakes, sees surrounding go for another win for Mick Halford. Loves the 7 furlongs. Wouldn't really appreciate any ease in the ground, and looking at Leopardstown there this afternoon, the ground was visited on the soft side, so that would certainly be a negative. I think the one to beat here is Jessica Carrington's Free Solo. Good second on his last start behind a horse called Keith, trained by Aidan O'Brien in the listed race there, the Platinum Stakes over a mile. I think dropping back to 7 furlongs won't be any problem. Another race at Leopardstown, certainly a big fancy for a horse in the 4:45, Melbourneian, trained by Tony Martin. This one was very unlucky at the stall last time, just making a challenge and looked like it was a winning challenge at the time when he was knocked down in a bit of a scrimmage, and I think he's got a good chance under Rona Whelan at a decent price in that 4:45. Later on the card then, I think Future Proof has a good chance in that last race, the ladies race, the mount of Maxine O'Sullivan, a very capable rider. This one has had some very good form over hurdles and on the flat, and it's certainly worth a neat trade bet in that last race, the 5:15.
So that's Saturday's action, and we're going to switch our attention to Sunday now. We'll start with Cork, a great jumps card.
Yes, indeed. Some interesting horses here, and the big race in the card is the 5 o'clock, the Cooper Stores Dotty Handicap Stakes, a Grade B event for 23,000 for the winner. And Arnua for Henry Devante. The ground at the moment is quite good in Cork, and that will certainly suit this Arnua. You know, he hasn't won for a little while, but he's a fairly decent horse when things go his own way. If he can get off in front on good ground, he jumps very well. Dylan Robinson claims valuable £3 off his back. And I think he's got a decent chance here. Also, the same stables, Abbey Magic has a good chance for Rachel Blackmore, a good winner in his pronunciable start. He was second last time out and has been raised £4 for that. Well, the very bottom horse, Dakota Murray, yes, it's a bit frustrating, it has to be said, up to now. but he has some decent form to his credit, and just with Gavin Bruder claiming £7 off the back, he only has to carry 9.5 and must have a decent chance. So it's an interesting contest. I think maybe Abbey Magic with Rachel Blackmore and Henry de Bonhead might be the pick of the bunch there, the 12-runner race. In other races there, certainly in the 2.42 race, the third race from the card, interesting how Sirkar Watcher started. He running back over hurdles here, over 3 miles hurdles. Last time he was second in Clonmel to aforementioned, I'll say he's the horse that won the Munster National last week. That form is very, very solid. Watcher Stannis gets in here off just a mark of 102, which is very, very light compared to his chase mark. And while it doesn't always work out, I think Sean Flanagan is riding extremely well at the moment, having a great few winners. And I think this one here could be another one here for him. It's a horse called Watcher Stannis. In the 2.07 race, the second race on the card, I think Gordon Elliott's Get Rich Die Playing was a good winner on his first run a couple of weeks ago. First run over hurdles, that was a bit of a surprise win, but Conor Hour takes the mount this time, and he must have a good chance of going in again. But in the Mallow Handicap, hurdle at 3.17, got the nod for Dot Love and Simon Torrance, a good combination there. Winner last time, up £9 for that, but he is in very good form at the moment and might be good enough to win that 3.17 race.
Yes, that's our action at our local meeting in Cork in Mallow, and we also have Flat Action where the jockey's title is warming up, and all eyes will be on Nace on Sunday.
Yes, a very good card at Nace, and the 3.05 is the feature end, the 4 in Equine Irish EBF 2-year-old auction race final. Definitely Joseph Ryan has a strong hand in this race with two of the top rated horses here, Fratfortino number one with Declan McDonough on board, and Snapper Terra for St. Cross. Now at the racing, Snapper Terra is getting £6 off Fratfortino. This one has done some good races in the feet. He's already a dual winner, but he ran some decent races in group races, finishing third and fourth. I just think at the ratings he's going to take an awful lot of beating here. Fair Lions likes these type of contests, and Amber Kite has a very good chance on the Gary Carroll number 13 on the card, must come into the wrestling here. Also there's a chance of the likes of Sheila Laverty's Bell Image, a good winner to Curra a couple of weeks ago. Well, a bigger odds maybe a horse called Super Shock for the same stable could go well at a decent price. But I do think Snapper Terra and Vaspertino set a high standard, and my slight preference is to be for Snapper Terra. Also in the 4.15, the Bluebell Stakes over a mile and 3/4 and nearly a mile and a half, Barrington Court for Jessica Harrington has really showed tremendous form of late, much improved since going on the flat. And Shane Foley could do with this winner. He's about 4 or 5 behind now Colin Keane in the battle for a jockey championship as we speak today. And I just think Shane has a good chance of winning this one on Barrington Court. A good second over 2 miles to the Curra last time. Before that, had finished second to Princess Zoe, of course, who won the Group 1 race at Longstamp last week or two weekends ago. I think this one has a really good chance, Barrington Court, off top weight. A couple of horses obviously have a chance against it, like some Mighty Blue and possibly Shamia for Demerwell was a good winner last time. He would go well as well. But I just think that Barrington Court is good enough to win again here. In the other listed race, the Garnet Stakes, some very interesting runners here. English Raider Archie Watson is playing Parents Player, must have a bit of a chance. It was third at Gordon Park a couple of weeks ago and must enter calculations here. Well, Soul Search for their lines finds it hard to get its head in front, but certainly won't be too far away. Perhaps the best choice here will be Ethnia for Demerwell and Oisin R. Runner-up last time at Gordon Park in a similar type race to this one, I think dropping back to a mile was suited and she might be good enough. But one of the best today I think definitely is Waterville Lady in the very last race, again Jessica Harrington and Shane Foley. This one has run quite well in defeat in the last two runs, stepping up to a mile and a quarter, I think just what she wants, and she's got a very good chance of winning the very last race, the 5.20.
Yeah, so some great action over the course of the weekend here in Ireland. We'll be keeping a close eye on Ascot tomorrow, Champion Stakes. Martin, will Magical get the job done in the feature?
Well, she's one of my favourite mares, I have to be said, Perry. So I really hope she can. I think she will. She won it last year. Very, very good race again, of course. And, of course, she did run a cracker when winning the Irish Champion Stakes there just a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, that form was even boosted when the fourth horse, Sathas, came out, of course, and won the Prix de l'Arc, the triumph there 2 weeks ago. Now, I really think Magical is a super horse. There's no question about that. She's round 6-4, so you wouldn't get rich back in her, but it's going to be very hard to beat her. The ground is quite soft, which wouldn't be totally in her favour, but she is very adaptable. I think last year's winner, Adeyeb, actually could be a bit of a danger if the ground gets any softer. He is a very, very effective horse on soft ground. He got within 3 parts of an interval last year. His form is pretty solid. He's round 8-1, and he's good each way a bet. Frankie Dettori, of course, and John Gosden, a great combination. Mishriff, winner of the French Derby early on the season, has continued to improve, and he's a very useful 3-year-old, this fella. He's only getting a pound off Madsen now in the weights, and he's a worthy second favourite. Interesting to see that Colin Keane now rides a horse called Japan for Aidan O'Brien. This one has been disappointing all season, but I think he's got the soft ground he finally needs. He wasn't beaten all that far by Madsen last time in the Irish Champions Stakes, and while it would be a bit of a stress to think that he could be good enough to reverse placements with her, I think she he certainly is worth any trade better around 9 or 10 to 1 with Colin Keane on board. But hopefully Magic can do it. Other Irish interest in the very opening race, the 120, the long distance cup, the Dermot Well-trained Search for Song, of course, winner of the Irish Ledger for the last 2 years, has a real good chance against the likes of Stradivarius. Now, of course, Stradivarius is a top class stayer, there's no doubt about that. Going back up to 2 miles would certainly suit him. He didn't run a bad race when 6 or 7 did the Prix de l'Arc a couple of weeks ago, but really back over 2 miles, it'd be very hard to beat. You just wonder though, has that run taken the edge off him? Around even money, I'd be happy maybe to play with Search for a Song. She's around 5 or 6 to 1. I don't think she'd be out of the first three. She won't mind the soft ground, and she's got a very, very good chance. Other races certainly well worth mentioning. I think over the course of the day, Dream of Dreams in the Champion Sprint, I think, for Sir Michael Stout, he's won his last two races in good style and is probably good enough to win again. I think One Master, his main danger, is probably better over an extra furlong. So I do think Dream of Dreams will take plenty of beating there. Well, Gerard Lyons and Colin Keane could go well in the 2:30. The Champion Fillies and Mare Stakes, a mile and a half, soft ground for Even So would be just right up her street. Didn't run all that well in France last time, but did win the Irish Oaks at Curragh in July. I just think Even So, around 11-2, 6-1, has a solid each way chance. I think Frankie Dettori probably should win one of the big races of the day as well, the 3:05, a horse called Palace Pier, the Queen Elizabeth II Stakes for John Godson. Good winner in France last time. He's going to be a sharp price, but he is a very good horse and should take plenty of beating.
Plenty of action, great action to look forward to. So over the course of the weekend, Martin, just finally before we get your best bets of the weekend, you touched on Colin Keane kind of riding for Aidan O'Brien over the weekend. He has steered a couple to victory over the last week or so. Is there anything to note going forward? Would it be a possibility that he'd switch? Or?
I have to be definite possibility indeed, Barry. I mean, everyone's talking about it really, but I suppose Shamey Heffernan and Shrewd Lads were actually suspended last week. Of course, with the COVID, Ryan Moore can't come back really now. And I was not surprised to see Colin been snapped up to ride for Aidan O'Brien. Of course, he's ridden 2 winners from now in the last couple of, just the last 7 days alone. Top class rider, Colin. He's obviously with the Gerard Lyons stable since he started, and it would be tough for him to move because obviously he's had some wonderful times with Gerard, but there's no doubt if he got offered the Ballydoyle job, it would be extremely hard to turn it down. He's a top class rider, there's no question about that, and I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest to see Aidan O'Brien going from maybe next year. But it's hard to know. I mean, obviously it's all just talk really at the moment, and probably people expect that, but it's no surprise to see Colin riding for the likes of Aidan O'Brien. He is really a top class rider, ridden some very, very good winners, and it just made the breakthrough, like, you know, a classic level this year with the likes of Siskin and winning the Irish Oaks as well. But he just really is a solid lad. He's a very young chap and he just seems to be getting better, and I think he is probably the natural fit for the job in certain years to come, if not next year. And as you say, it's an interesting talking point in racing at the moment.
It sure is. We'll be keeping a close eye in the jockey bookings going forward. We're going to finish up now with the best bets of the weekend, Martin.
Yeah, I think at Banner Home on Saturday, certainly like all the chimneys in that last race, the 4:25, well, earlier in the card, the 3:15, I'd be happy enough to go along with Reuben James there for Owen Dyer. At Leopardstown on Saturday, I really do like Melbourneian in the 4:45. I think rocks out of each way a chance for Ronan Whelan. Well, I like the chances also in an earlier race there of Free Solo in the 2:25, the knockout stakes for Shane Foley and Jessica Harrington. On to Cork on Sunday. Yeah, I take a chance here on the Watcher Status. Definitely has a good chance in the 2:42. It looks very well handicapped there. But I take the chance also on Abbey Magic in the big race, the 5 o'clock for Henry de Bonpet and the inform Rachel Blackmore. Well, at Nace on Sunday, a very, very good card, as I was saying. I think Snapper Terra will take all the beatings, 3:05, the feature race. And I do like the chance of that Barrington Court, I think, really has a solid chance in the 4:15 for Jessica Harrington and Shane Foley.
Outstanding as always, Martin. As I said, we're most looking forward to the weekend's action. We hope you enjoy it, and please God, we'll talk to you again next week.
No problem, Todd. Barry, take care of yourself. Mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.